This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Howdy, y'all. Name's Earl. And I reckon it's about time I shared some truths that might just set your city folk minds a-spinning. Somebody's gotta do it eventually, so I figure why not have it be me. I'm a farmer. Born into it. Just like my pa and his pa before him. Now, his pa. Well, that no-good scoundrel was a sorry excuse for a man. More interested in swigging booze and rolling them dice than any honest work. Lucky for us, my great-grand showed him the door, booted him right out to the curb, and kept this old farm plowing ahead till her last breath. Her hands, calloused and weathered from years of toil, had a tendency to whack my noggin whenever I dared to grumble while hunched over those fields, hoe in hand. Yet, I surely do miss that ordinary lady. I surely do. Our humble farms nestled right near the cusp of the great old forest, which stretches and stretches till it unravels into a swamp the further you venture in. Them science folk, they'll yap about how it's a unique stomping ground, untouched by man's paw for centuries. Well, I reckon they've done their fancy studying and all, so they are likely right. But let me tell you this. There's a whole lot of touching going on in them woods. And that's a bonafide fact, yes sir. I've even got a fair share of stories about getting cozy with the wild in them woods. Some that'll have your eyebrows shooting sky high. But that ain't what I'm aiming to put front and center in this piece of writing. Nah, sir. I'm here to crack open your noggin and pour in some honest-to-goodness truth. You know them stories floating round about them peculiar critters and oddities dwelling in the swamps and forests of our mighty fine country? Yeah, them ones. Well, I'm here to vouch they're as true as grits on a breakfast plate. I've laid eyes on them, except for Bigfoot. Mind ya. That was just old Bob's buddy wrapped up in a fancy suit. And don't you dare call me a liar, 'cause I ain't one. Neither is my pa or my grandpa. They too laid eyes on them critters slipping around. My great-grandpa, well, he's another story altogether. Folks say he spied something too, but more likely it was that sweet bourbon clouding his vision. Now, enough about that. Let's get to the nitty-gritty of what the heck's been brewing up around these parts. So get ready to be taken on a long journey through the pages of history. And for the sake of this tale, well, it is one Grandpa spun back when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, hanging on his shoulder as we strolled the farm checking the animals and fields. I can't give you the precise date, but what I do recall is that it was autumn, 'cause earlier that day we had been tending to the pumpkin patch, seeing them prize winners puffing up like champions just waiting to be plucked. We were moving towards the livestock, getting close to the goat's pen when a foul smell hit my nose. I tell ya, if it wasn't for the terror of my great-grandmother's fiery temper, I might have lost my lunch right onto my granddad's bald noggin. She was particularly nasty about wasting food, you see. Granddad must have caught a whiff of it too, no doubt, cause I remember him jerking to a halt, plopping me off his shoulders and onto the ground in a hurry. Before you start jumping to conclusions, let me tell you that I could vouch with all my heart that what hit my nose wasn't no stink of manure or siree. And before you start doubting my memory, let me tell you more. I could carry that smell in my mind like it's been branded there. So yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Picture this. You ever left a ripe melon out to bake under the sun till it splits wide open? That overpowering sweet stench enough to turn your stomach? Now imagine that, but with an undertone of death, like something rotting in the gutters. That's what was out there pestering my nose. We carried on slow and steady towards that pen, my granddad leading the way, his hand stretched out like a roadblock, signaling me to hold my horses. He was quieter than a mouse in church. Not his usual self at all. I could have sworn I saw big fat beads of sweat clinging to his shiny noggin, glinting in the sun's gaze. We must have been just a handful of paces from the pen when he put the brakes on and told me to hang back and keep hush as a mute. He then continued towards that fence like a cat on the prowl, glanced over it, and let loose a stream of words that if my great ma heard, Lord help him, he'd be sitting on a hard seat for a good month. Then he swung his gaze my way, motioned me closer, and dropped down to my level. Earl, there's evil things roaming these cursed woods. You might be a youngin, but this land's gonna be yours one day. You'd best square up to that reality, he told me, his voice colder than a frozen pond, grip tight on my shoulders. I didn't rightly know what to say, so I just gave a nod, my throat dry like a dust bowl, feeling the weight of it all on my shoulders, like I had just been handed the keys to the kingdom. Put this round your mug, son. You don't want to be sucking in that air yonder. It's turned sour by now, he advised, pulling a red checkered scarf from his back pocket. Like the good, obedient boy I was, I did just that, hustling alongside my granddad as we slipped into that pen. But oh boy, even with that scarf clamped over my mug, that putrid stench knocked me for a loop, and a wave of bile surged right up my throat. Hush, Earl, it's gonna be all right. Granddad patted my back as I heaved my guts out. Please don't go telling Grandma, I begged, and that drew a chuckle from my grandpa. Still feeling my stomach doing somersaults, I took stock of the pen, and let me tell you, it was a pure nightmare. Every last goat in there had keeled over, dried to the bone like all their juices had been sucked right out of them. You got an inkling as to what might have done this boy? My grandpa asked. His eyes locked on me with steely seriousness that sent shivers down my spine. I, of course, didn't have the foggiest notion, so I just gave my head a little shake and got a gentle pat on the noggin for my trouble. Well, have you ever heard tell of them vampires? He asked, his voice turning all serious. It's something like that, but it ain't after folks. It just goes after critters. He explained in a solemn tone. Things like this crop up from time to time, but usually we don't lay eyes on them. Except I did once, about 30 years back. Back then, we didn't have no name for it. And even now, we can't be rightly sure what it is. It all went down on the final night of that year's summer. I was out on the porch taking a drag from my smoke when, all of a sudden, it got quiet as a grave. I thought it peculiar, but nothing to be fretting over. Until I saw something skipping across the grazing field. I didn't get a really good look at it, just that it was a big un. I mean real big, the size of a calf. And it moved faster than a scared cat on hot coals. It glided across that field, not making a peep, like it was floating above them blades of grass. "Fetch me the rifle, woman!" I hollered, jumping to my feet, my heart drumming in my chest as I traced through the critter's path, trying to figure out where the heck it was headed. Your grandma, she sprang up right beside me, handing me the rifle without so much as asking what it was for. I reckon she must have...
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Seeing the color drain from my face. Cause soon, as I had the rifle in hand, she scurried right back inside without uttering a word. It was one of them colossal moonlit nights. The kind you could see just about everything as clear as day. So, I could make out that the creature had sauntered right over to the cow barn. As I drew closer, a foul whiff hit my nostrils. The very same sickening smell we've got lingering here. I followed the stench, but it grew so potent, so quick, that I had to stuff a wad of tobacco up my nose just to keep from hurling my supper. I reckon that's how the critter incapacitates its prey. That musk, it must send them poor critters' minds drifting off into a fog while it goes about its nasty business. The barn door stood wide open, as it usually did on hot nights, to let some cool breeze in, you know? Nowadays, we use nets to keep the air flowing and the critters at bay, but back then, we didn't have such worries. We only started locking things up once this fiend began rearing its ugly head. Anyhow, I crept closer to that door, moving as quiet as a cat stalking its prey. Beyond it, there was nothing but pitch-black darkness. I wasn't too keen on stepping inside, not when I couldn't see a blessed thing. So I grabbed a handful of straw, bundled it up, and set it ablaze to make myself a torch. At first glance, apart from that stomach-churning stench, everything seemed normal. Darcy was standing there with her hind end towards me, not showing any sign of trouble. I let out a sigh of relief and started getting closer to the cow, just in case, you know? But as soon as I got a single step forward, two gleaming yellow eyes appeared right beside Darcy. I recoiled, stumbling backward, and landed square on my behind, dropping that makeshift torch of mine. Lucky for us, I cleaned the barn floor earlier that afternoon, 'cause otherwise, I reckon we would have been wrestling a big ol' fire. Still sitting there on the floor, I fumbled to aim the rifle at them malevolent eyes. My hands, however, were shaking like young saplings in a storm, so I couldn't get a clear aim. But desperation coursed through me, and desperate the blurry shot, I let it fly. Thank the stars I missed Darcy, but alas, I also missed that sinister critter, striking the barn wall behind it instead. Moonlight poured in, unveiling the evil malice that had been lurking in the shadows. It looked like a wolf, but bigger. A whole lot bigger. On its back, there sprouted a mane made of quills, black as night. Its mouth now, it had no teeth to speak of. Just two monstrous canines that reached clearly down to its chest. In that split second, it raised its head, unhinged its jaw wide open, wider than any regular creature oughta, like it could swallow you whole. I squeezed off another shot, and once again, I missed, but this time, that beast took off. At first, it dashed straight at me, and in that moment, I figured I was a goner. I tried to lift the rifle, but my hands were shaking something fierce. But the critter didn't pounce on me. No, sir. It darted right past me into the night, leaving me all alone, shivering and whimpering. Took me a spell to collect myself, to muster up enough gumption to haul myself back to my feet and go check on Darcy. That poor critter was still in a daze from what had gone down, her neck all crimson with blood spilling from two holes in her jugular. Sadly, the poor thing didn't make it through the night. She just keeled over, dead as a doornail, a couple of minutes after that critter took off. For about a month after that night, every other day, we'd find our livestock dead, every last one of them dry bone with two holes in their necks, spaced about 5 inches apart. And I'll betcha, if we were to check every single one of them goats, we'd find that same mark on all of them. We took to calling the critter Quillhound, and since then, no one else has laid eyes on it. But its presence, as you could plainly see, still hangs heavily around these parts. My grandfather said, giving my head another pat as he straightened himself up. He then got to work hauling all them dead goats into a pile, which he later set on fire. Them flames shot up quick as a wink, like he had struck a match to some paper. And just as fast as they rose, they disappeared, leaving nothing behind but a few whispers of ash floating on the breeze. For the rest of the month, I remember watching my grandpa light them fires every so often, well aware of the reason behind it. At night, I'd perch to my bedroom window staring out at the field, hoping to lay eyes on that devilish fiend. But luck never did favor me in that regard. After that, it happened again sporadically, sometimes with spans of over 5 years between, and other times just a few months apart. Heck, the last time it reared its head was about a good 6 years ago. So I figured the Quillhound must be working up a powerful appetite. Any day now, it might just come a-knockin'. Any day now, you'll see. Now, my dear friends, don't you dare thinkin' we're done. Oh no, sir. There ain't just the Quillhound lurking around these parts. There's a whole mess of these cryptid creatures roaming these lands, and I got a mind full of tales about them, so allow me to share another nugget with ya. The next tale I'm sharing with y'all today happened to my pa when he was about 15 years old. Now, earlier that day, he had had the audacity to roll his eyes at his grandma, and that had landed him a one-way ticket to cleaning out the drain hitch all by his lonesome. And let me tell you, that meant clearing out all them weeds, yanking out all the muck, widening the ditch, whatever needed, and even adding or replacing gravel for a ditch that stretched over a mile. This was during the scorching heat of summer, mind you, and he didn't even have a mule to lend a hand hauling the tools and gravel around. That's a filthy job, one usually tackled by three folks, and as expected, after the sunset, he was still out there toiling away in the dirt. Thankfully, it was a well-lit night, not a single cloud in the sky, and the moon was shining brightly, even though it wasn't quite full yet. He made it to the last stretch of the dip.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The one leading to the edge of the forest, just beyond the grazing fields. When he heard a sound echoing from deep within them trees, like something whistling. It gave him a good start, it did, but he shook it off, deciding to put it in the back of his mind and get back to the job at hand. It was probably just some bird trying to get lucky, is what he thought. But then it happened again. This time, though, that whistling had a more melodic tone to it, something like a lullaby. "You better quit your joking right now, I'm telling y'all," he hollered, dropping his shovel and crossing his arms over his chest. Now, his buddies knew he had got himself in hot water earlier that day. And you know how boys can be, always ready to pull a prank on each other. So my pa figured it was either his pal Jeb or Willie trying to give him a scare. But them woods, they stayed as silent as a grave, not giving a lick about my pa's demands. So reckoning he wasn't getting nowhere with it, he bent down to pick up the shovel and get back to work. As his fingers brushed the handle, that whistle sang its eerie lullaby again. Half spooked and half irritated, instead of grabbing the shovel, he scooped up a rock from the ground and hurled it into the black depths of the forest. But as soon as that stone disappeared into them trees, it came right back at him, smacking him square in the shoulder. That did it, though. He was all fire and brimstone now. With a swift move, he snatched up the shovel from the ground and bolted into the woods, ready to give whoever was playing these tricks a good thrashing. As he passed through them trees into the heart of the forest, that whistle came back, its source just a few steps deeper into the woods, but too far away for him to make out who might be making that eerie tune. Fueled by anger, he charged after that sound. Just as he was about to reach that spot where he had last heard it, the sound shifted, moving deeper into them woods. Now this ought to have set off some alarms in his noggin, but my pa, bless his heart, unlike his son, was always more brawn than brains. So before he knew it, he was in deep, deeper than you ever want to be in them woods after sundown. That whistle, it came again, but it had changed into something different, a wicked sort of laughter. Finally, a light bulb lit up in my pa's head, but by then, things were looking downright grim. Regretting his poor choices, he turned tail and bolted back towards the farm. But that whistling, it came again, this time in front of him. So he swerved to go around it, but it came again and again, blocking his path. "I'm a goner," he blurted out, feeling sweat pouring from every pore in his body, making that shovel in his grip as slippery as a greased pig. He was plumb out of options, so he did what any fellow would have done in his shoes. He made a run for that whistling, shovel in hand, ready to swing at whatever came his way. But he didn't get too far, because out of nowhere, something hit him hard in the gut, and then again on the noggin, sending him tumbling towards the forest floor. By then, he was wailing like a newborn calling out for their mama. Through his blurred vision, he saw something approaching, taller than a man, standing upright on two legs, with arms so long they almost touched the ground. The creature whistled again, that same eerie lullaby, as if it was mocking my paw for his foolishness. My paw's hands scrambled in the dirt, his body itching away from the creature on pure instinct, his eyes wide with terror as he fought to put distance between himself and the nightmare that had him in its grasp. But that creature's freakishly long arms shot out towards him, grabbing him by the shoulder. A searing pain exploded in my paw's right shoulder as them creature's claws sank deep into his flesh. He howled like a cornered wolf. The creature's eerie whistle laugh echoed through the dark woods, sending shivers down his spine. Panic coursed through my paw's mind as his eyes finally focused on the creature's face and form. Its skin was dried and wrinkled, more like tree bark than any animal hide. On its face, there was a wide gash opening up to reveal row upon row of needle-like teeth. It had no eyes, no nose, no hair, nothing but them creases in its bark-like skin. My paw wailed. He begged for help, but none was coming, or so he thought. Thundering through the night, a loud bang exploded behind my paw, and the creature let out a grueling howl, instantly letting him go. Another bang followed. A shot, my father realized as he swiftly turned to see who was doing the shooting. There stood my granddad, silent as a tomb, not saying a word, his hands steady as he cocked another bullet into his rifle. The creature screeched and skittered back into the night, leaving them both behind. "Are you all right, boy? Can you stand?" my grandfather asked, not taking his eyes away from the forest ahead of him.
"What in God's earth was that thing?"
my father blurted as he rose to his feet, brushing off his pants and shirt. "Tree man," my grandfather revealed, jerking the rifle, signaling to my father to move. After snatching up the shovel from the ground, my father hustled past my granddad. With my granddad close on his heels, they dashed through them trees, not stopping, not uttering a word, until they reached the grazing field, putting a good 15 feet between them and the edge of them woods.
"You were lucky, boy,"
my granddad started, taking a deep breath and finally uncocking the rifle.
"If your grandma had noticed you were gone from the field, no one would have ever seen a single speck of you again. How could you be such a fool? Don't you know about them things that prowl in these dang woods? Why'd you go and jump headfirst into it?"
my granddad demanded, fixing my father with a stern glare that demanded an answer.
"I thought it was Jeb messing about," he replied, sinking his chin into his chest. "What's a tree man anyway?" he muttered.
"People say it's a demon or something of the sort," my granddad began. "But I think it's just a beast, no different from a bear or a wolf. It lures its prey into the woods, mimicking..."
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar. Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
And sounds it heard over its lifetime. They're shifty creatures, you know. Folks say they could climb up them trees, jumping from one to another, messing with your head before they pounce. My father's pal Jeremy used to spin tales about nabbing one back in his youth, but most folks thought he was talking pure hogwash. These creatures do their hunting at night, so never, and I mean never, go tracking a sound you hear amongst them trees after the sun's gone down. I heard they could even mimic people's voices, so if you ever hear one, don't you dare stick around. Just hightail it out of there and don't utter a sound. I sure as shootin' don't want you filling up that thing's arsenal. My dad nodded, then hurried towards home. There'd be no more toiling that night. He had rather taken a switch in from his grandma, he had told me. The tree man's trick, it still happens every now and then, but we folks here, we know better than to chase it. Regrettably, most of them tourists tend to treat this story like a tall tale. So some of them, they venture out yonder into those cursed woods when they hear something out of the ordinary. And more often than not, we never lay eyes on them again. They call it a mysterious tragedy. But we know the truth, and we tell them, but they won't heed our words. I'm hoping y'all are listening, though. What I'm sharing with you, to open your minds to a peculiar and sinister that lingers in our world. I've got more tales to spin, but let this be the first installment, a kind of introduction, if you could catch my drift. So, with no more dilly-dallying, I bid y'all farewell until my return. And remember, never go into them woods alone, especially after the sun dips below the horizon.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.